First in the morning, SAFM Sunrise with Stephen Grootes.
Well, we're broadcasting live to you this morning from the 2022 Tourism Leadership Conference. It's hosted by the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. We're at the convention center at Sun City. And you know, there's some people I feel that particularly during the pandemic, for some reason, I got to know really well, but I never actually met them. Well, I've just shaken hands for the first time with Chifiwa Chifengwa, the Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council. Chifiwa, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners. And I'm doing good. We are here in Sun City, and we are ready to go.
Am I allowed to welcome you to your own conference? Why are you doing it? What's the aim? What are you actually trying to do with the conference?
Look, we have gone through the pandemic, and we have seen the devastation of our industry firsthand. And we have seen how people were affected by the pandemic. And it's only fair that, after we've gone through what we've gone through, we put together a gathering of leaders to really chart the way forward for the tourism industry. We cannot afford to sit back and just hope for the best. We need to create an opportunity for ourselves, an opportunity for young people and small businesses and large businesses as well, to ensure that tourism, you know, thrives and prosper. So this gathering of the leaders is to ensure that, we lead the way forward, is to ensure that, we map, how we're going to get to the destination, as we put it in the tourism language. So it's very important for us to look at what's going to be our target for 2030. Of course, we've got to revise that, and we will announce that this morning. And how many jobs are we going to create? And more importantly, how do we get there? Most of the time, we talk about what needs to happen. Today and tomorrow, we talk about how it needs to happen, who's going to be responsible for what, how are we going to hold each other accountable, and also how do we create the trust? Because with the trust deficit, there's high cost in doing things. But if we make sure that, we have high trust, we're going to have high delivery and we're going to have low cost. And we do it in reverse, we're going to have very high cost for nothing, that's going to be delivered. So for us, as the tourism industry stakeholders, and as it has been, envisioned in the, white paper for tourism, that tourism is private sector led and government's job is to enable tourism to prosper. And that's what we're going to be discussing at this conference.
There are lots of examples of this. I mean, I know the National Public Transport Regulator still hasn't been giving proper permits to tour operators. I mean, that's a good example of what you're talking about, right?
Absolutely. We need to discuss what has happened. But more importantly, we need to discuss how we're going to move forward. If the policy remains the same and we expect different results, then we are not doing what we're supposed to do. And another thing, and we're going to have this discussion around policies today, and there's going to be a breakaway session about that. We need to also understand that the policies that we are discussing are the policies that we wrote. They were not given to us by someone else from somewhere. We wrote this policy. We need to be agile in terms of changing the policies that we wrote, looking at the economic situation and also the non-delivery, on the part of the regulator. So we need to be able to discuss those things openly, and we need solution more importantly, because discussion without solution is meaningless, and we are here for solutions.
So often we'll hear people and politicians talk up tourism, and I understand that. I mean, it was part of Tito Mboweni's plan when he was finance minister. It made complete sense to me. I think it was the right thing. But then we have these things like the National Public Transport Regulator, like other things that are sort of in the way. Is there a problem with sort of walking the talk here a little bit?
There is a problem with that, and also the speed of delivery. We talk and we put together very good policies, but we can't deliver on those.
Because back to visas, eh?
Exactly. We're back to visas and many other things that we've been dealing with in the past. What we need to avoid doing if we want to create employment is to put impediments. And it's also to have speed when we deliver this thing. So there is no point in saying that we want to have XYZ or this, say it's e-visa, say it's NPTR. They all mean very well. But if we don't deliver at the right pace, we're being left behind. One thing that we need to keep in mind is that when we do tourism, we are not competing with ourselves. We're competing with other destinations. And people have choices in terms of where they want to go. And they will go to a place where they believe that there's ease of access, meaning that they can get there with ease, the visa story is sorted out, they're not going to have delays at the airports and so forth and so on. So we need to keep that in mind, that there are other destinations. There are many countries around the world. When someone sitting in the USA choosing where to go for holiday, it's not only South Africa on the table. So it's very important that we compete and we do that with intent.
Chipiwe, nice to actually meet you. Thank you. Chipiwe Chifengwe is the Chief Executive Officer of the Tourism Business Council at South Africa. We are, of course, at the 2022 Tourism Leadership Conference. We'll talk Jagersfontein in a moment. You are with SAFM, 10 minutes to 7.